the darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
The Holy Gospel is from St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, 'Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him.' Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourself.' And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterwards, the other virgins came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered, 'Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. It seems like everybody wants a time machine, some kind of contraption that allows a person to go either forward or backwards throughout time. The reason why, everybody is fascinated with the future. Everybody wants to know what their future will entail, what their fate will be. So, we make Hollywood science fiction movies about time sleds, displacement spheres, phone booths, and DeLorean cars that mysteriously take Hollywood movie actors and actresses throughout time into different eras. And as we watch these movies and read these books, we dream what it would be like to simply flip a switch. We dream what it would be like to flip that switch and go forward some 5 years into the future, maybe even 10 years into the future, maybe 20 or even 50 years forward. We imagine to ourselves, what would things be like in the future for ourselves? What would it be like for our economy? What would it be like for our nation? Would we be better off in the future, or will we be more destitute? How will things be? As soon as we realize that we cannot create a time machine and that time travel is just simply impossible, we then do the next best thing. We try to forecast and predict our future. Some people will foolishly summon demons through tarot cards, fortune tellers, and Ouija boards to know the future. Others will try to know their future through silly fortune cookies and trivial horoscopes. Some will look into financial future markets to predict the future economy. And others will look to genetic predisposition tests to determine which possible future disease they may have to battle at some point in time. While people may have some success in predicting and forecasting and guessing what the immediate future holds for themselves and possibly others, we must be honest this morning. Yes, indeed, we must be honest that none of us, yes, none of us, know the day or the hour of that great day of judgment. I'm not talking about our unpredictable death, but I'm referring to that last day of history, the day that the Lord Jesus Christ will return to judge all individuals. It is true, my friends, that none of us can know when we will breathe our last breath, and it is especially true that none of us can know when the last day will come. Now make no mistake about it. This last day is coming. It is always coming. It is most certainly true, the great judgment, that end of history, the end of the world, is unknown to us at this time. My friends, it is the only unfulfilled item in the Apostles' Creed. Even though there will be signs showing that the end of time is near, nobody, though, knows the exact day or the exact hour. In fact, right before the great and powerful day of judgment, the pagan world will be talking about peace and security. Like in the days of Noah, unbelievers will be saying peace, and they will be saying security. Peace and security abound. They will be trying to convince themselves that all is well when there really is no peace and there really is no safety at all. And then, yes, and then, like a thief in the night, the last day will come. It will come upon the whole world with suddenness. Indeed, the world, it will come. The end of the world will come when the world least expects it. The last day, the day of judgment, it will spring upon the world, surprising the world that is living in false peace and false security. It is almost like everyone is in the dark, and the last day of judgment will come and flip on that light switch, surprising and blinding the entire world. Now, this may cause us to be a little bit alarmed today. It may cause us a bit of discomfort. It may cause us to wish that we had some sort of time machine to go forward into the future to ascertain when that day of judgment will happen, so that we will not be surprised or caught off guard. In other words, today, our feathers may be a bit ruffled, and we may feel a bit of discomfort in thinking about the end of the world, that great day of judgment. However, dear baptized saints, please keep in mind, you are not in darkness. You do not belong to the night. You are not, I repeat, you are not a pagan. But rather, because of Christ Jesus' life and his death on that cross and his resurrection for you, you, all of you, are children of the light. You are children of the day. What this means is that you do not need a time machine. Oh no, you do not need a time machine. You do not need to try and forecast your future. You do not need to seek to estimate through calendars and guesses when the last day will be. Oh no, you will not have to do any of that. And the reason why? You already know. You already know, as God's children, what the future entails for you. Now, it is true. It is true, my friends, that we do not know about all the future events which are before us. We do not know about the future of our jobs. We do not know about the future of our economy. We do not know about the future of our country or our world. We do not know about the future of our health. And we do not know about the timing of our death. These things have been hidden. They've been hidden from our view. Even though we do not know all of these future events in our lives, that does not mean that we are in the dark. It does not mean that we are naive or fools. Oh no, as Christians, we are not like the world in how we understand the future and how we process the events that lie before us. For we in fact do know what the future entails. We know what the ultimate future is for us. We know that Christ Jesus, our Lord and our King, that he will come again, even though we do not know the exact time. Dear baptized saints, we know that the one who was raised from the dead, our precious Lord Jesus Christ, who was raised from the dead and ascended to heaven, will indeed come back for us. He will come back and he will judge the living and the dead on the very last day of history, that great judgment day. We are not in darkness concerning the future. We are not unprepared for the end of history. We understand that this will happen at some point in time. We know all of this. We know all of this because God's Word has made this promise to us. We hear from the Word of God that the Lord himself, with a cry of the command, with the archangel's call, and with the sound of God's trumpet will descend from heaven, and those who are dead in Christ and those of us who are alive in Christ will actually be raised up into the clouds to meet the Lord. Yes, we joyfully recognize the last day of judgment for what it is. We know that the end of history is where every tear will be wiped away. We know that it is a time where there will be no more death, or no more mourning, or crying, or pain. Baptized saints, you and I will not be caught off guard at that great last day. Certainly not. The last day will not be like a thief coming to surprise us and stealing everything away from us, for we are not unaware as Christians. We are not asleep. In fact, it is quite the opposite for you and me. We believe and we actually teach and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ is coming back to judge the living and the dead, and we confess this every single Sunday, and we are aware of this right here and right now. Dear friends, you belong to Jesus. You are a child of the light. We are not like the world that is asleep and spiritually lethargic and ignorant about the end of the world. In fact, it is quite the opposite for us. You see, when hurricanes and earthquakes and tornadoes and famines and floods and individual death strikes, the world actually quickly cleans up this rubble, bandages the wounds, mourns swiftly, and then says, peace and security, all is well. You, though, as baptized saints, are not like this. You are sober. You are not in the darkness. You understand and know about the great day of judgment. Therefore, when hurricanes and earthquakes and tornadoes and famines and floods and individual death strikes, we can see these events and we can say, come, Lord Jesus, come. And then we work to bandage wounds, clean the rubble, and love those who mourn, knowing in a sure and certain hope that the Lord God has not appointed us to wrath in the last day, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, do you realize what this means? It means that we do not fear, I repeat, we do not fear the end of the world. We do not fear the day of judgment. How can we fear the end? For Jesus has been judged for our sin already on the cross. Yes, judgment of our sin has already occurred in Christ. Therefore, you who are in Christ will not and cannot be judged at that great last day. You have not been appointed for wrath and judgment, but you have been appointed for salvation. All of this, my friends, is why we can be sober of mind in thinking about the day of judgment, the end of history. We shall not fear it. We shall not deny it. We shall not be negligent about it. No, we are attentive and we are aware and we are awake about the reality of that last day of judgment that is coming. We draw closer to it with each breath that we breathe. And we draw close to it not in fear, but with confidence that whatever our future holds, that we shall live together with the Lord forever and ever. Dear friends, no need for time machines, no need to forecast, no need to fear, for we know very well that the day of the Lord is coming, and we actually anticipate this day with hope and joy. We expect it while encouraging one another in the sure and certain hope of our Lord's salvation, which is most certainly for you and for me, salvation that is forever and ever. The peace of the Lord, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.